Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This podcast is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free, which is great. And there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, all in one, and it is the platform that I use to host and upload my podcast. They will distribute your podcast for you. It can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. You can also make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership, which is lit. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks, Anchor.
But yeah, I've just kind of, you know, stayed the same, been doing my thing. I really love what I do. Like, I love my audience and talking to everyone on Instagram. People are always like surprised when I get back to them, but it's like why I do what I do, you know?
Yeah.
Tote bag, tiny beanie, carabiner with the
tiny beanie, have an ass.
Yeah,
carabiner, look at
carabiner with the keys.
Oh, Lord. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. Happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday again. Can you believe it? The weeks are just flying by for me, at least. I have a very fun and special guest today. A lot of you guys already probably know and love her, Lindsay Rem. She's a YouTuber, content creator. She's a graphic designer. She's so sweet. We love her so much, and I got to finally meet her like at a socially distanced picnic, I guess you could say, when I went to LA, and she said she would come on the podcast, so here she is. We're going to have a great chat, again, super casual, like the other people I've had on, just going to chat about life, YouTube, relationships, all the good stuff. She just got a puppy, so I'm sure we'll talk about that too. But I hope you guys enjoy and welcome to this episode. I'm happy you're here. Hi, Lindsay. Welcome.
Hi, Rohini.
She's here. We had a bit of a tech, you know, situation as always, but we got it figured out.
I don't know what to say.
She's so cute. And there's a puppy. There's a puppy near you. You just got a puppy, right?
Yes, I did just get a puppy. And she's been sleeping all morning until we had this call. So
Of course, that's always how it goes.
Any barks, any sniffing, she just sneezed. Hopefully you can or cannot hear that, depending on your thoughts. on your puppy opinions, but she is a sweetheart. I rescued her off Craigslist.
Can you tell the tale?
I don't know what you want to talk about for this episode, but
yeah. everything.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've always wanted a dog. I love dogs, and I just got on a bit of a black hole looking for dogs online. Mm-hmm. And stumbled upon Craigslist. Saw her, she was getting rehomed, saw her little face. She has like really long eyelashes.
Aww.
And I had to meet her. And then once I met her, I couldn't
Rest
say no.
History.
So yeah, I took her home that day, even though I like really wasn't planning on it. And now I've had her for a week and she's really settled in. Like she loves me now.
You're a new mom.
I know. I mean, you are used to dogs and cats. Like, I watched your golden retriever 4-month-old video.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully there's some good info.
Absolutely. Yeah, because she's still such a baby.
What kind of dog is she?
She is a Lhasa Poo. And my family has a full Lhasa Opso. So she's a combination between a Lhasa Opso and a poodle. So, she'll be like a little mix between the two of those.
Oh, cute. So how big is she going to get?
I think about 10 to 12 pounds. She's currently five pounds.
Tiny.
She's currently so small.
Whoa. Henry would like want to pick her up. Just be like, are you a toy?
Literally.
Oh my God.
I love your dog.
Wow. That's so exciting. Getting a dog is so fun.
It is. It has been fun. And yeah, it's really made me a lot happier. That's literally why I got her, because quarantine is like so sad.
Yeah, seriously. A lot of people, I feel like, got pets because, you know, it's much better to be stuck in your house if you have a companion
who
just wants to love you all the time.
I have a lot of friends actually that just got puppies, so they're all around the same age. So we're hoping we can like socialize them together and they can be friends and grow up. But she definitely is the smallest of them. I feel like, yeah.
Well, that's good. She's a toy. Dogs are a whole thing, but it'll be great. You'll do great.
She'll be my sidekick in no time.
Yes, absolutely. So we just kind of jumped in. I'm assuming a lot of people listening already know you because, you know, Queen Lindsay. So you've been on YouTube for a long ass time. When did you start? Tell
7 years.
7 years.
7 years, I think. I started as a sophomore in high school because I really loved watching other people's videos, and I just knew that I could do it because, like, I know how to work computers, and I don't know, I love talking. So it was just such a good outlet, you know, just to talk to people online that loved what I loved, just like really niche stuff. And, you know, just
what did you start with, like, for content?
You know, I can't even remember. Honestly, I feel like it's not too far from what I do now. Like, you know, I would do favorites videos every month and, you know, do get ready with me's that like are just so funny looking back because like I'm so young and then giving advice.
What were you getting ready for?
Like, for homecoming? Literally middle school. And yes, I did record like my homecoming, my prom. So it's really sweet to look back on. But it's just, you know, kind of evolved over the years as like I went to college, then there was like a lot of college content, and now it's like I'm an adult. So I make videos about adulthood. Yeah, like I have a dog now and I make a lot of cooking content, which I never used to do and kind of fell into, and now a lot of people really
love
like that.
The Bake with Lindsay vids. They're so good.
It's
so
fun.
Calming.
It's fun, I must say, because I really love cooking, but I never thought to incorporate it into my content because I didn't think people would care.
Know? Like my mom's always like, why do people want to watch you do this or this? Like, why do they want to watch you bake a pie? I'm like, you know, I don't know, but I'm down.
Yeah. Like, why do people care? Why are people so excited to see what I ate in a week? I don't know. But like, if you're
into
it.
Because your recipes are a bomb.
Thank you.
I think I got like the most ideas from your video that gotten
I'm so glad.
Just because they're like actually, you feel like you can accomplish them. They're not like crazy recipes. Yeah. Potato salad. You made me love potato salad.
It's an underrated thing because I feel like a lot of potato salads can be really gross. Personally, personal opinion. I like hate mayonnaise, but that one that I made has
strong
like a really strong mustard vinaigrette. So yeah, huge fan.
Huge fan. We're just going to talk about potato salad.
Well, like, I get enthusiastic about food. And so it's fun finding people that do too.
Yeah.
Because not everyone is. Like, people that think food is just fuel and, like, they don't understand, I cannot,
Sage, cannot
connect with.
Yeah, Sage is like, he would eat the same thing easily. Like, I would have, like, rice and just, like, rice. Rice and, like, a sausage, like, a veggie sausage every meal, every day. And
he seems very efficient. I listened to your episode about social media and how he like is only on his phone for like, what, 10 minutes a day?
Yeah, he's insane with the apps. Like, he has the smallest little time that he can be
crazy.
On it.
I like am the complete opposite of that. I am very, very bad. I have limits. Like, I set a 2-hour limit on Instagram and Twitter and I hit it every day.
Okay. But I feel like for Instagram, that's pretty, I'm like, well, it's part of my job. I'm like, okay, Rahini, you don't, scrolling is not part of your job.
Exactly.
Like,
literally reading tweets all day, not part of your job.
I actually deleted Twitter the other day.
Really?
I said no more because there's a lot of like negative stuff on there that I just would get sucked into. And I'm like, you know what? I don't really need Twitter. I don't really tweet.
It definitely can be a day ruiner. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, for the laughs, it's kind of worth it sometimes.
Exactly, though. That's the hard part because there are really cute, wholesome tweets like about animals on there, and there's really funny ones.
Yeah, but I'm there for the comedy. That keeps me going. Yeah. Because that's like really, I mean, it's not like a part of my content, comedy, but like I only, exclusively listen to like comedian podcasts and like, I just, you know, I like things that are light and entertaining, especially when the world is really heavy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So gotta keep Twitter. And then Instagram, my explore page is like all cute animals. So that seems healthy at least.
I need to curate mine to be like that because I would really like that. Yeah. Sages is a really full, actually he deleted Instagram because he's crazy. But when he had it, it was a really funny mix of things like boats and then trucks and then cats because he really likes cats. So it was just
I'm all for
really
it.
Nice.
My mom always sends me goats on Instagram. She's a huge fan.
Oh my God. I love the goat content. We're the same age, right?
Are you 23?
I'm turning 23 in January. So
yes, we are.
Basically. I thought you were older.
I'm not.
I thought you were like 26 or 7.
That honestly blows my mind. My sister's 27. So like, I feel like a kid still.
Yeah.
Like I just graduated. I feel like I'm still 22, but I'm not.
When's your birthday?
June 20th.
So you're, what sign are you?
Like, I'm a Gemini.
Gemini. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that. I mean, like, I enjoy astrology, like, chatting about it, but, like, you know, I don't fully believe in it.
Dive into the deep end.
No, but it's fun. So, yeah, I'm a Gemini, and so is my sister. And
oh, wow.
My dog is a Cancer. I'll have to do her full birth chart once I find out when she was born. Although I don't really know how I could find that out.
But. Yeah, I know. I don't know how to find out what Henry's is.
What's his sign?
He's November 15th. Is that? See, I don't even, I should know that. I always forget.
Yeah, hello. You don't know your pet's astrological signs.
I know, right? I really should. Blue is a Gemini, I'm pretty sure, which makes a lot of sense. Henry's a Scorpio.
Ooh, saucy.
I don't know what to say about that other than that he is in a humping phase, but I think that's just his age.
Oh, my God. You know, I babysat a golden retriever for one day, and the entire day he was nonstop humping everything.
Really?
Us, the couch, like trying to climb onto our heads. I was like, dude, you need to chill. You need to go home.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing that's really funny. My mom's always like, your pets are so horny. Like, what are you doing over there? Why? Because, like, my cat is humping a blanket and Henry's humping a pillow. And I'm just like, I don't know, Mom. It's not me, I promise.
Yeah, seriously.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay,
well, and golden retrievers are so huge. It's, like, it's kind of hard to get them to hop off.
You're like, sir, this is too much. You're about the same size as me, so this is very uncomfortable. Yeah. Okay. So you live in LA. I just got to see you for a little socially distanced sage takeout.
Yes. Time. It was honestly such a highlight, like getting to meet you in real life. It was so fun.
Same here. I know that was really, really nice. We went to the farmer's market.
Yeah. LA is fun. I mean,
LA is very fun.
People have a lot of mixed opinions on it, but for me, it's like I grew up near LA, so it just seemed like the place to go.
Yeah.
You know. Have you ever thought about moving to LA, or were you always like a New York? Because I feel like those are kind of the two parallels.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like people go one or the other, or they just swap back and forth. But I thought about going to LA because FITM was there, so I was like, I have to go to fashion school. So, but then I visited FITM, and because my brother used to live in LA, and I will say he lived in downtown LA right by FITM, so it wasn't like he didn't really show me the best parts of LA that might entice me. But I just really liked New York when I visited, and I would live there, except Sage never would. So. Takes it off the market.
It makes sense. I could just totally see you being like a Silver Lake Erewhon girl, you know?
Oh, I know. I really, really liked Erewhon when I went. I was like, this is fucking amazing. Can I franchise this to have one in Seattle, please?
It's wild. I mean, I don't know why they haven't like gone anywhere but LA.
Because it could did you see? Okay, that's like the last thing I saw on Twitter before I deleted it was the girl like in full like dominatrix gear,
oh my God, yeah,
leading the guy on the leash through Erewhon. Did you see that?
I did see that.
I was
it
like,
is
oh,
too much.
That was something. But I showed Sage and he's like, of course, because he was making fun of me for Erewhon the whole time. And then I showed him that and he's like, yep. So LA, I guess. I don't know.
I love health food stores. I just feel safe in them. It's like where I go when I'm stressed out.
Yeah, I just was wandering up and down the like supplement aisles and the vitamins. And I'm like, you know, if I could just stare at this echinacea, like all these different bottles of echinacea, everything's right with the world.
Yeah. All the different vegetables just brings me peace.
And they all, yeah, I know. I really, and they had a whole wall of all the juices, like their fresh juices.
You've very been satisfying. Traveling a bunch, right? How are you back home now?
Yeah, I'm back home now. we've been around.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the Montana one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was honestly really, really nice. Like, Montana's beautiful. The hype is real for there. I see why a lot amazing. Of people are moving there. It's really nice. But yeah, and then last weekend we were in Arizona for another work trip for Sage, which was very chill. Like, it was all work. We didn't really do anything else. And then we're back. But I don't know if you've been seeing my stories. Everyone's probably seen these. You guys are probably like, stop posting about glass, Rohini. No one cares. But yeah, we've been selling all of our glass.
How is that going?
Oh my goodness, it's been crazy.
We're basically just like FaceTiming in public for the world right now.
That's fine. It's good. Nice convo. But yeah, it's freaking insane. Like, we had a huge, I wouldn't say it's a warehouse, more like a garage, like a very large garage full of glass, antique glass. And we've been selling them. Actually, really, a lot of really cute Heenies came to buy stuff, so that was good. Like, got to meet a bunch of cute people, and they brought, like, this one girl brought her sister and her mom today, and her mom was so excited and got so much stuff, and she kept wanting to get more, and they're like, mom, stop, like, you have enough. She's like, but what about this?
It must be so hard to get rid of all of that.
Yeah, it's not an easy business to just
hard to store
get rid of. So anybody thinking about getting into event rentals, definitely think hard about it, because it's not an easy one to say goodbye to. But
well, I feel like pre-pandemic it really could have popped off, but now people are not having events.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, we weren't really sure if we should keep doing it anyway, but then we were gonna see how the summer did, and we're like, well, if we make some good money this summer with some big weddings, then we'll keep doing it. But there was no such thing as big weddings.
I totally get that. My aunt is a florist, and weddings are, like, you know, the major thing. So thankfully, things are, getting back together a little bit, but it's a hard business. COVID really affected everything.
Yeah, and I'm so, like, I'm just going to California because everything's pretty much open back up here. Like, I didn't know so many businesses were still closed in California. Like, that's so hard.
Yeah, you can, like, get your hair done, but you can't really, I don't think you can go to gyms indoors yet. I haven't even eaten at restaurants, so I don't really know, but yeah, it's still quite closed down here just because it's not as, we're not in the same place that Seattle is.
Yeah.
But now that I have a dog, I'm not going anywhere. So it's really not that big of a deal. I've been ordering a lot of takeout and, you know.
What kind of food are you feeding your dog? It's a very niche question.
Really? Well, I mean, not sure if you want to hear the details. She has a very sensitive stomach. So I had to feed her exactly what she was fed as a baby. So I don't know if it's, like, the best, but it's called the science diet. I think it's somewhat common.
That's like a vet, like a lot of the vets.
I really don't know. My vet gave me a full speech on, like, how grain-free diets are really bad for your dogs.
Yeah, I have heard know that too.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of research, but that's what she's currently eating. I gave her two treats, and they did not stay down, so she's just so small. Like, she probably can eat, like, I don't know, a half a cup of food per day.
Oh, that's so cute.
She's
her little
so tiny
tummy. Her tummy's like little.
Yeah. Well, and, like, she'll be playing and then 20 minutes later, fully passed out, won't open an eyeball, like, asleep. So she's still a baby, but
she's a little baby. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Such an interesting question.
I know. That was really niche, but I'm always curious because I also want to, like, do more research and just see. So everyone has different opinions, of course. I was going to ask you, when we were talking about you doing YouTube for so long, like, how has it evolved for you, like, your feelings towards YouTube over the years?
I think we talked about this a bit on our picnic.
Yeah.
But I think I've just seen all the phases. Like, I remember when, like, story time videos are really big, or like people having really bright, saturated content, all like the boy versus girl challenges and like just all of this stuff. And I never really played into any of them. I just kind of did my own thing and have been doing that for a long time. Yeah. Like, if you look at my content, it really hasn't changed too much, which maybe is a good or bad thing. I don't really know. But yeah, I've just kind of, you know, stayed the same, been doing my thing. I really love what I do. Like, I love my audience and talking to everyone on Instagram. people are always like surprised when I get back to them, but it's like why I do what I do, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I've seen it evolve and there's definitely parts of it that I hate. Like, I don't love the title of YouTuber because you think of all of the like chaotic people that live in like content houses and like cause drama and get in fights and like have fake public marriages that people have to pay for and stuff.
Yeah. who could that be?
I don't know. but yeah, so I mean, I love what I do and there's so many people that I follow like you and Amy Lee and Elena
that
like make me love it. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think it can be a very wholesome, wonderful space.
Yeah, for sure.
If you follow the right people.
That's a good way of looking at it.
So that's kind of re-inspired me because like when I started what I was doing because I didn't know anyone that did what I did at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was really young, but I was like, I don't really know of any, you know, YouTubers that like art and, you know, aren't into pop music or whatever. I wanted to make videos about like my record collection and I don't know, stuff like that.
You're being like a little OG indie lifestyle influencer.
Not necessarily, but it was just like, I didn't know anyone that had like my exact thing. And so that's why I started it. And now as it's, you know, gotten more popular, there's so many people I follow that, you know, have similar content that I love. But yeah, so I guess that, I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's very
still
like
love it.
Inspiring. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, do you feel you still love it? You're still motivated to do it? Like, do you ever... Because I've talked to you about this, and if you listen to my podcast too, like, do you ever have you ever struggled with like comparing yourself with other people, how they're growing, or you've always just been like, this is my thing, like I'm doing it for me?
Absolutely. I think for so long it was just growing, like pretty much exponentially for me. Like when I was in high school, it never, like my subscriber count was always going up. It never went down. It never plateaued. I was like, wow, like this is the best. I felt like I never worried about it. I never compared myself. And then once I went to college, I pretty much knew if I go to college, I'm going to have to post less because it's hard. And I'm probably going to like, you know, lose followers or, you know, plateau my career, if you will, because I won't have time. And that did happen. And so that is kind of when I started to be like, wow, should I have not done that? Or, kind of question that. But of course, I don't miss going to college. Like, I wouldn't have any friends if I didn't go and, like, I became such a better person. But, you know, I do have second guesses of, like, where could I be? Because a lot of the girls that at my age were doing YouTube that didn't anymore now have, like, you know, millions of followers and huge houses, but then I'm like, is that really what I want? Like, no, I'm super happy.
Yeah, that's the question, putting it back into perspective.
Exactly. So of course I feel like it's only natural to compare, and I hate when it is like numbers related because you like have no control over that.
Yeah, so just the YouTube gods doing
that make
thing.
No sense,
who knows.
So I really just try and focus on like when I'm in a weird space, just be like, am I proud of my content? Would I watch my content? And that's like what matters.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. I'm going to take that.
Well, and like, why did I start doing this? And that was to connect with people that liked the stuff I liked because I didn't really have anyone in my life to talk about like fashion and stuff with. So it's like, that's why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this to like create an army of followers or, you know, become a billionaire. That's like, that's not fulfilling.
Yeah. Oh, good tea. That's some good wisdom. Thank you very much.
I hope that helps you because I know like you have your mixed opinions on YouTube.
Yeah, that does. So, I mean, that does help a lot. Like just reminding yourself those things and like asking yourself. I definitely think that's reminder.
When you've been around for so long, it's like at a certain point you're like, I'm not, you know, gonna grow like crazy. You know, you have to get kind of realistic about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not gonna be the next whatever Ace family. Not that I would ever want to be, but like,
I don't want to. I also, I really respect how you've branched out and like you have your podcast and like, you know, you want to start your cafe and like you started Cherry Rentals. Like, I really want to do something like that because I haven't. I've really only stuck to YouTube because like I just graduated a year ago.
Yeah. What do you think you would want to do? Like something with graphic design or?
Probably. That really is. I mean, that's what I majored in for anyone listening that doesn't know. I got a whole BFA in it. So I probably should do something with it. So maybe, I don't know. I do freelance stuff on the side, but I'd love to start some sort of business related to it. Cause I worked pretty much full time doing graphic design pre-pandemic, and that along with YouTube pretty much like crushed me.
Too much.
Not gonna do that again, I don't think.
Would you do like an agency, like your own graphic design agency, or you just would take more clients, or you're like, no way?
Already, no. Or at least not at this point in my life. You know, I still feel like I've only had entry level design positions. Like, I don't feel like I'm in the place to manage other people. You know, maybe I could have like an intern, but as far as having an agency, like I still feel like a baby. Maybe in 10 years, check back in with me. But yeah, I'd love to just like grow my client base and like do more freelance and really prioritize it more, because I do love graphic design. But because, you know, YouTube has been a little bit more of the way to go given the pandemic, you know, like so many of my friends that are graphic designers got laid off. It's just a hard time, hard for like entry level, just graduated designers to get jobs. So it hasn't been my priority as of late, but yeah, I don't know.
But you never know.
You never know.
And you always have that too, just as your own creative outlet, I guess, like in the meantime too.
Yeah. Cause I do love it. So it just, it kind of swapped as like YouTube being my hobby and like graphic design being my job to like, now I'm like, oh, YouTube's my job now and graphic design is my hobby?
Yeah, question mark.
What? That's not what I went to school for, but
yeah, that's not my bachelor's in fine arts of YouTube.
but I'm not mad about it, you know? And you can't predict the future, so
yeah, definitely not. I definitely commend you for going to school. Like, I think that's so cool. And just pursuing a degree and getting it, even though you had like YouTube just sitting there, like, I think that's cool.
I mean, at the time I wasn't making enough to like live off of YouTube. So I was like, it's just my fun hobby, like my side job. And I love graphic design. That was my passion. I would say that it still is. So for me, it was like not even a question of whether or not I was going to go to school. It was like, I want to go to school. I want to do this. And then like, I don't know.
And you had a good, really good experience at college, right?
Like, I did. Yeah. Thankfully. I mean, there's always ups and downs of like it being exhausting and stuff, but I just learned so much. Like, I would be a completely different person without going to college. That sentence, I promise. I did go to college.
You know what,
I tweeted
going to college.
I tweeted yesterday, I was like, this cannot be the same brain that I wrote research papers every week with. Because, like, I used to write research papers on, like, art history all the time. I took, like, 5 art history classes. Like, there's just a ton of random stuff that I know a lot about that I wouldn't have if I didn't go to college. Not to say that you can't just, like, teach yourself, but I don't have that kind of motivation.
Yeah, but that's so funny. I definitely agree, because what did I spelled something, like, just the most basic word. I spelled it wrong, and I was like, oh, no, Rohini, this is not good. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I was just telling Rohini before we started recording. I just sent an email without proofreading it.
Oh, my God.
I usually, you know, proofread my emails, but I said, okay, looping in my manager really quick, but I wrote pooping in my manager, which is so, so embarrassing. Like, it was probably like a 2-sentence word email, so it's not like it was hidden at the bottom.
Oh my God, that's just the fun. I'm pooping in my manager really
hope quick. Hope they respond and don't say, oh, let's not work with her, she can't, you know,
she's fucking weird.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, that's my God. So funny. I've just been dealing with my dog too much. Got poop on the mind.
Yeah, seriously though, things get real when you got a puppy.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
Okay, so you have a boyfriend whom I met.
I do.
And you've been together a while, which I didn't know. So can you talk about your relationship?
You didn't know?
Like, before we met up, I didn't know. I thought it was
seriously?
Like a new thing. Yeah, I thought it was a new thing.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't like intentionally not post about him. It's just like, especially during the pandemic, like, who's taking pictures of us? You know, like
the dog,
the dog. Yeah. Us sitting on the couch, like eating ramen. Yeah. But yeah, we've been dating for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. We met in college. We actually met like somewhat through Bumble. My roommate was swiping on Bumble, saw his photo, and I was, you know, looking over his shoulder because that's how friends work on dating apps.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've always had a crush on him. I think he's so cute. But I hadn't really met him or, like, didn't know anything about him. Like, straight up, didn't know anything about him. But our school is so small, so small. Like, undergrad, 9,000 people.
Oh, wow.
That she had his number from freshman year. This was junior year. And she was like, oh, I have his number. Like, I'll just text him and tell him that you have a crush on him.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, please, like, do that.
Yes.
I was, like, so,
Shoot your shot.
Shoot my shot. I just really didn't care, you know? I was like, why not? That. Because I did. And then, yeah, we went out for coffee. We went to this place that actually has coffee and alcoholic beverages. So, yeah, it was nice. And then, you know, the rest is history, as they say. But, yeah, we've been dating a while, and people always find it interesting. He's a twin. That's, like, a fun fact for you. But, yeah, he's a writer. He's a Libra.
Oh,
overall, good boy.
He's very hip. Like, I liked his fashion sense.
I love that. That's
it's so fun to be around dudes that like fashion. Like, I just,
I don't know. Well, I mean, okay, not to, you know, bash on Danny, but he doesn't, I don't know if he does it intentionally. It's like, it's so, like, I don't think he would say that he likes fashion. He would say that he like, doesn't, he's like not into fashion, not into clothes, not materialistic. He just like the things he does buy like are cool.
Okay. So he just has good taste.
He has good taste. Yeah. He's like very unintentionally looks artsy, I suppose. It's just who he does. I mean, it's just like artsy. When you live in California for a certain amount of time, it just happens, you know? You know, you wear the Vans, the Converse, it just, the rolled up jeans.
That's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. But I'm just glad he doesn't wear little tiny beanies or anything like that. Mm. That is a red flag.
That's where we draw the line.
That's where we draw the line. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Tote bag, red, tiny beanie. Carabiner bag, with
tiny beanie have an ass.
Yeah, literally.
Carabiner, look at
carabiner with the keys.
Oh Lord.
Can't do it. I'm like, ugh. Seen enough of that.
Very Bushwick, very everybody.
That was my entire college experience.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, it was just such like the definition of a liberal arts college. Like I've never been around more art students. People from different backgrounds and people that were just so passionate about everything. Like that's just really where I like learned so much about like politics and got like really involved in social issues and went to different protests and like rallies. And it was just, it was very eye opening. So highly recommend Chapman. You wouldn't expect
Shout out
it
because it's like
in the middle of nowhere in Orange, California. But yeah, I did really enjoy it.
Yeah, and I have another close friend who went there too. So actually two close friends.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Lots of good endorsements.
It's really known for film, honestly, but just overall the arts are pretty strong there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That's funny that like the same dudes hanging out at Chapman in California, like are hanging out in Bushwick and then probably also in Portland. Like,
dude, it's another pandemic.
This breed of men is just like,
Have you seen the Instagram account Beam Me Up Soft Boy?
No, but I think I need to.
Well, it is like the definition of those boys.
Beam Me Up Soft Boy.
It's all text messages of those guys, two girls being like, have you heard of Mac DeMarco? And you remind me of like Ramona Flowers, like just the most cringy, Bushwick, tiny beanie.
Wait, where is it? Beam Me Up Soft Boy? Okay, I'll
find
it.
Soft Boy with an I. I must clarify that. But it's quite popular. Quite popular. It has like, I think a million followers or something at this point.
Oh, Beam Me Up.
Beam.
Okay,
Beam Me Up Soft Boy.
That makes way more sense because I was like bean, like beanie. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh my God.
You're going to love it. Yeah.
If your boobs were a song, they'd be Yesterday by the Beatles.
Like what does that mean?
What
you know?
The fuck? Yesterday, all my trouble. Like that doesn't make me feel good. I'm sad now. What, you think my boobs are sad? Like what?
Yeah, that account really does it for me. Cause you just know those guys.
Oh, this is so good. I'm so glad you told me about this.
Yeah.
This is my new favorite thing.
That. No thanks.
I just don't think that a spiritual connection between two souls should be inhibited by mass produced plastics. Like, on wearing condoms.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's so good. You guys listening have to go check that out. That's like the funniest thing ever. Oh my God. That's a good one. That's a very good one. Okay. So I just,
what are your other burning questions?
I have a list.
You do?
Do you have a love language, or what do you think yours is?
Oh, do I? Yeah. You know, yes.
Oh, do I?
Yes. I'm a huge words of affirmation person. Oh. So yeah, love them from friends, from myself, from others. Oh.
Yes.
And then one of my favorite love languages is like giving to others. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that really makes sense, but like, I just love like cooking for others. That I always say is my love language.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Honestly. No, that definitely mm-hmm. makes sense. Yeah. Words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, words of affirmation. Good. Then like, you know, quality time. And then I think the rest just kind of like trails off after that. How about you?
What do you think? Yeah, well, not as much words like physical touch. I definitely mm-hmm. like cuddles. Like, that's like my number one, to feel like I'm in a good place. Like, give me some cuddles, especially with friends too, and like my mom and everyone. Totally. We're always just cuddling.
Which makes the pandemic quite hard.
Yes. Well, at least I have Henry and Sage. Yes. Thank goodness. But what else?
I miss hugs.
I know, right? Hugs are the best. Like, it's so weird too at the cherry rental sale. Like, normally I'd be hugging all my followers, and I'm like, air hug.
I've run into followers recently and just been like, hello, I can't hug you.
It's so sad. Like, air hugs, mental mm-hmm. hugs. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Mostly just physical, I guess it'd be physical touch. And, what are the other ones? I don't even know.
I haven't taken the test in a while.
Love languages. I always do this because I ask it and then I forget what they are.
Sammy is completely asleep again.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Yeah, they just pass out. They have like a huge burst of energy and then boom.
Yeah. The other day I accidentally left her in her pen while I was making dinner. Cause like, you know, I let her roam the house, but she's not potty trained. So I was like starting to make dinner, put her in her pen. And then next thing I know, she's like beginning to do the zoomies in her pen, which is like, what, 2 feet by 2 feet? So I had to like immediately pick her up because she was gonna like hurt herself. So she could zoom around the house.
Oh, zoomies.
Cutest.
I think there's a video on your story of her.
Oh yeah.
The zoomies.
So freaking cute. Doing a little 360 turn.
Oh, God.
She's a very dramatic, dramatic girl.
She's just a little floof. I love it. Okay, yeah. The love languages, words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. So yeah, acts of service, it has a someone like delivering a meal. Yes. So yeah.
Kind of, I guess. I mean, that when I think of acts of service, I think like of my dad, because he like will do anything for me.
Mm. Oh.
And that's how he shows love. But, you know, he's not like a super words of affirmation type person, like maybe my mom, you know. So yeah, it is interesting. You definitely get to understand people more when you do those. Like, I remember my friend group chat did it.
Oh, cute.
And it was just cute, you know?
Yeah. That's like another reason why it kind of goes along with like all those tests, Enneagram, astrology, mm-hmm. Myers-Briggs, like all those things. It's just fun so you can get to know yourself and your friends and like just communicate better, get along better.
I took a whole course in college on personality psychology. So we took personality tests like every 2 weeks and then like would learn about them.
Oh my gosh, that's so interesting.
I loved it. One of my favorite personality tests that no one ever talks about is called the Big Five. And it's like the Big Five traits. It's very scientifically backed and it's like openness and I don't know, a couple other things. You can look it up if you want. I haven't taken it in a while. But I just remember that one I felt was pretty accurate.
Big Five personality test. Ooh, that's another one. I love taking these. So,
yay. I know. They're fun. What's your MBTI? Myers-Briggs.
Oh, I was like, Myers-Briggs, I'm ENFJ.
Oh my God, I'm INFJ.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually pretty rare. Look at us.
Wow, really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're just like the extrovert version of what I am.
Wow, that's, yeah, we're like hearts.
Oh, I love cute. That.
Sage and I, well, I haven't taken it super recently, but last mm-hmm. time I did, Sage and I got the same one, which I was like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Danny is the same one as you, which is my boyfriend for those listening. Wow, did I really not say his name that whole time I talked about him?
You did say it once. Okay. So I think hopefully.
My bad. Sorry, Danny. Sorry, Danny. But yeah, I have a lot of ENFJ friends and INFJ friends. Don't really know why, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like
it's a good type. It's like feeling, very like feeling associate, you know, has a lot of feelings, intuitive, that kind of
thing. And then the last one's like judging instead of
perceiving.
Perceiving, yeah. Interesting.
It's been a while since I took our class.
That's actually, if there was a college class I just like to take randomly, that probably would be it. Like that sounds interesting.
It. Except my professor doesn't believe in zodiac signs. But
that's okay.
But it's okay.
It's okay. I can still respect, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's funny. I'm sure. I just would love to see like someone debate that, like a really like experienced astrologer, and then like that man, that professor, that would be a good debate.
Well, I think she just showed a bunch of studies of studies of how it was disproved. And so then after that, I was like, damn, I don't know if I can really get behind it. But something I did find interesting from that class was that they do a lot of personality psychology tests on twins, because it's like, you know, if you're born with the same genes, do you have the same personality? Like nurture versus nature, basically. And I'm pretty sure the answer is no. But, yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, what does Danny think about that?
I remember literally, like, wanting to just analyze him, but he is a fraternal twin, not an identical twin.
Oh, which makes a difference, I guess.
It makes a difference, yeah. Fraternal twins have 50% of the same DNA, which is the same as, like, you and a sibling.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas an identical twin, it's, like, 100%, basically.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, there you have it. I have a psych minor, so...
There you
have it. Anytime you want your random psychology fact of the
day. Yes, please. Honestly, so freaking interesting.
That's literally why I did it.
What is your, I've asked everyone this that's come on the podcast, what's your relationship with spirituality, religion?
Didn't know that you ask everyone this.
Yeah.
I do love how much you talk about it on the podcast, because I think you have such an interesting perspective on it.
Thanks.
Like, you know, the religion you grew up with and everything. So I grew up going to Catholic school. I don't know if you knew this.
I don't really talk about it much because, you know, trauma.
But yeah, I went to Catholic school, never vibed with it. I was just so young that it was like, you know, you're too young to really differentiate what you're being told and what you actually believe.
Yeah.
So looking back, like, would I say that I was ever Catholic? Probably not, but I was like raised Catholic.
So your parents are Catholic?
Like, no. I would say that they like definitely believe in God, but not huge fans of the Catholic Church. So they don't go anymore to church, but you know, maybe for a holiday, we kind of have slowly phased out of like going to church on holidays. As you know, we've gained our own autonomy from our parents and like been adults to be like, hey, I would really prefer not going to mass because I don't feel comfortable there and I don't really believe what is being told and I don't want to support them, so I'd rather not show up. So we've started to not go anymore.
We being you and your sister?
Yes, my sister and I, not huge fans. So I have an interesting relationship with it where, like, I definitely had a lot of resentment towards it for a long time just because, you know, the Catholic Church is, it's very unlike Christianity or, like, Judaism. It's super intense and, you know, from a young age having to wear uniforms and being told that, like, your body is distracting and you have to, like, you know, make sure your skirt touches the ground when you go on your knees. Otherwise, you have to get sent home. Like, it was just, like, a lot of shame.
Wow.
Not a huge fan.
That's really intense.
But what's cool is that, like, now I don't feel affected by that anymore at this point in my life. You know, like, I'm 23. That is in the past. I worked at Playboy for nine months. You know, like, I feel like that was, like, the full butterfly of, like, leaving that behind. Just because it was quite negative. So, you know, spirituality I think is awesome, but organized religion, not my jam. at the moment.
I would say the same thing.
But I love learning about spirituality. Like, I love to meditate. I love, you know, thinking about the universe and like reading that book about like You Are a Badass, like manifesting. I find that like connecting with the universe and like thinking about the thing out there. Like we're all we're all connected. Like I'm into that.
Hell
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
cool.
And
your journal, you do like the morning pages every day, but it's like, I don't know if you call it that or whatever.
Yeah.
But.
Like I love journaling. I love gratitude journaling and like, mm-hmm. yeah, all of that kind of stuff. But you know, in my very rare moments when I was going through my wisdom teeth surgery, I was like in so much pain mm-hmm. that like out of nowhere in my head, I started like praying a rosary and I was aww. Just like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah, it's like,
but then the very next day, my pain was gone. And so I was like, whoa,
yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was crazy because it, you know, it was like the worst pain I had felt and I had been really sick from the pain medication. So I was like, when is this going to be over? And yeah. it was like a last resort. And yeah, so who knows? My mind is open for sure.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. I feel like I everyone I've talked to that's around our age kind of has the same feeling. Like
yeah.
they're open to it. They don't necessarily have like one religion that they're following strictly, but mm-hmm. they're, you know, believing in God, open to spirituality in the universe.
Yeah, you know, I believe in something. I don't know yeah. if I would put a name to it, but definitely like the universe exists.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like things happen for a reason, I'd like to think, even though like this year sure as hell does not feel like there is a reason.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's so interesting. I don't know, different people's like experiences with it. Mm-hmm. Cause I have a lot of friends as well that like grew up Jewish and like, I love the culture that comes with that. Mm-hmm. And so like, I don't know. There's fun parts of religion, like celebrating Christmas. I love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like all of like that fun stuff. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. Which is funny. Everyone always asks that. Cause we would celebrate all the, like we'd celebrate Easter just to do a little mm-hmm. Easter egg hunt. Like not like, see, I don't even know what it is. Is that like the death of Christ? Like, what is it? What is it?
I believe it is him coming back.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He is risen. Everyone always says that on Easter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'd never connected those dots. We just would do like a nice Easter egg hunt and like eat chocolate bunnies and things.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. And then we do Christmas just cause who doesn't like Christmas? Like
exactly.
Just decorate the tree, hang out with the
fam. That's, I think, probably what I'll do, like, if I have kids, is definitely, like, celebrate the holidays, but let them decide what they want to believe.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and, like, educate them on different beliefs and beliefs, I think, would be cool.
Yeah, they can pick. That's how I feel, too. Like, just, it's all out there, whatever, you know. My parents are like that, too. They're just whatever.
They seem super cool.
Yeah, they are. They're very sweet and open and accepting and just chill. Yeah, but what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, we eat Indian dinner for Christmas dinner.
Cute. So that's,
you know, and, like, Thanksgiving, like, all these traditional things.
I love Indian food.
It's so good.
What's your favorite?
It is hard to make.
I can only make chana masala, and even then it's not that good.
That's impressive, though. Yeah, chana masala is good. When we order out or whatever, I really like Baigan Bhartha. Have you had that? It's the eggplant. No. It's really good.
Ooh, yum.
Baigan Bhartha, aloo gobi, that's potatoes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Love.
Really good. Like vegetable samosas, always garlic naan.
Samosas.
When I was little, my mom wanted me to eat vegetables and I was the pickiest kid ever, like baby and kid. I just wouldn't eat vegetables.
Funny so, now, since you're like I know, right? plant-based queen.
She's like, how did this happen? I'm not mad about it, but she would order this one sog paneer. Have you had mm-hmm. sog paneer? It's spinach and cheese basically, but a lot of spinach. And she'd order that like twice a week just so I'd get my spinach or get some type of vegetable. And there's all these photos of me as a baby with like spinach smeared all
That's
over my
so
face.
Funny.
I'm like naked in my high chair eating spinach. But yeah, we love Indian food.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. I strangely enough, I know a lot of friends that like hadn't had Indian food until college. What? Which, like, to me, I'm like, what? You know, like, I know it is, like, kind, I don't know, not uncommon, but, like, it was my parents' favorite food. They would always have it on their anniversary.
Oh, really?
So
oh,
I grew up, like, you know, knowing what it was, like, totally.
Yeah, I know. Actually, that's a good point. A lot of my friends never really tried it, but it's so fucking good.
It is so good.
It's very comforting. Yes. I don't know if that's just because it's, like, I connect with my childhood or if everyone, like, feels
probably.
Like it's comforting.
I really have a connection of, like, Italian food being comforting, which like I am Italian, but like not that connected with it.
Oh, really? You're Italian?
Yeah, my grandma was from Sicily.
Oh,
like 100% Italian.
Kiwi. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Okay, So my other friends who are Sicilian get tan really easily. Do you get tan really easily?
Are you asking because you know that I'm like a vampire?
Yeah.
Okay. What's funny is like photos of me as a kid at the beach, totally tan.
Really?
Yeah. Like I can tan. I just don't really go outside. Like my foundation shades are always like in the yellow area because like I'm like olive, just like super light.
Yeah.
I just don't go outside. So thank you. Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, but my mom's side of the family is Irish, so, you know, maybe that's kind of in there, you know, because I get freckles. I don't know.
You have the prettiest skin tone.
Oh, thank
ever.
You.
Your skin's so nice.
You're so kind.
It. So my last, you know, burning question, since you kind of touched on manifestation, but what are you currently manifesting? Like, what is your dream life look like? Anything you're just dreaming about for the next, you know, could be a while. Like you could go as deep as you want, 10 years, 20 years.
What's funny is like not that long ago, I said that I was manifesting Sammy's potty training, my dog. And like, I'm not kidding. I think about like, you know, it's so hard right now. I wake up in the middle of the night to take her out to pee on a potty pad. Soon enough, we'll be able to go outside because she got her shots. Yeah. I just am like hoping and praying for the day that she is like a dog that I can walk with and is not this huge responsibility. Because it will. Happen. It'll happen. Yeah. So I'm currently manifesting that.
That's a big one.
It's a big one. And if we want to go huge, like I was talking to my sister about maybe doing some sort of like joint venture. Not sure what kind of, but like I'd really love to talking grand. I'd love to own property with her one day, maybe like a cool Airbnb somewhere that we could stay. Because I don't know, she's like one of my favorite people that I like fully trust. So that would be cool. I'd love to have a podcast. I've wanted one for ages, but having one alone stresses me out. I really don't know how you do it. So who knows? Maybe that's a manifestation that I figured out.
Do it.
And then, I don't know, just keep on keeping on. Hope that everything's all good. Like, everything's pretty good right now.
Yeah.
But
that's great.
I don't know.
What would you want to talk about on your podcast or, like, bring
who knows? Like, probably mental health, to be honest, because that's, like, definitely what I get the most out of, like, fulfillment-wise when it comes to YouTube, like, talking about mental health and, like, the podcasts that I connect the most with are ones about mental health because that's something I've, like, struggled with since I was in middle school. So that's something that like probably I would be interested in, but like I said,
that would be amazing.
I love listening to like comedian podcasts. So then I'm like, should I have a co-host that's funnier than me so we can like bounce off each other so it's more entertaining? Like I don't know, so who knows.
Yeah. Oh, but that'd be really, I mean, that'd be great. I'm sure
nothing
there's
is in
so
the works,
many
but
people
it's fun
listening
to talk about.
Yeah, super fun. I'm sure there's so many people that are listening that would love like a resource to go to talk about mental health. It's like
People always just tell me to start a podcast because they like my voice. They're like, you could talk about anything. And I'm like, but that's not helpful. What should I talk about?
I know. I thought that too. I was like, I need to really have some structure and make sure I'm really, you know, having a good lesson for each thing. But as it goes on, you're like, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, the music helps break it up.
Yeah.
You know, like whoever's editing your podcast, you're doing a great job.
Yes. Killing it, Alessandra. Yeah. She's great. Literally helps so much. But, oh my gosh. Yeah. I hope you do it. That'd be exciting. Maybe 2021.
Who knows?
So last thing, I guess you're going to stay in LA. You want to stay in LA for the foreseeable future?
For the foreseeable future. You know, with the world collapsing, like all these fires constantly and earthquakes, I don't love it as much as I once did. And, you know, I've only lived in California. So maybe I'll move in the future. But for the moment, like LA and Orange County is where I have everyone in my life. Aside from my older sister who just moved to your state.
Hell yeah. She's up
here. So she's up there, literally in the same city.
Which is very exciting. So
who knows? Maybe I'll end up there. But
I would pass out. I'd be so happy.
I would love to experience some seasons. It's gonna be 90 degrees this week. Like,
that's insane.
I was able to wear a turtleneck this weekend, and then now it's back to being hot. So,
oh yeah, I saw your post.
Yeah, I was like, I can wear a long sleeve.
Yay!
Not for long.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so, if you want to experience some seasons,
there you have it. That's the future. I'd love to own a home in the future. Doesn't everyone?
I don't know. Yeah. Make it yours. Yeah. You can remodel, do whatever you want with the design. So fun.
Wouldn't that be the dream? Like, have an architectural digest type home?
Yes.
I would like to live in my Pinterest boards.
Oh, same. I'm like, this will happen, right? Like, I'm going to make this happen. But then when it actually happens, how do I pick between all of the ideas? That's what stresses me out.
No idea. Hiring someone, for sure.
Yeah, hiring someone. I'm like, do I need 4 bathrooms so I can like have each one be a different theme? Like, no, that's ridiculous.
That's a fun vibe. I like that.
Yeah, right? Because there's so many, who knows? My cousin's an architect and one of my best friends is an interior designer. So I'm like, this is perfect.
That's actually a great connection. I only have graphic designers as friends. So unfortunately, I need to branch out. Well, but if you need a logo, like I got 6 girls
absolutely
that are ready to go.
That's a great connect too. Like, fuck yeah.
It's fun. We can all talk about like fonts all day and.
Aww.
We understand each other the ones, client like, struggles and things.
Yeah, I bet.
We're always talking about graphic design stuff. And there's like very niche graphic design meme pages. It's a blast. Gosh.
I love that. I would love to see it. And I probably would not understand anything, but it's very wholesome, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know. It's kind of like Beam Me Up Soft Boy. Like, I don't know where they come from, but they're doing God's work, you know. Like, they make me feel seen. I also follow, I follow an IBS meme page. Also, huge mood. Like, all of these this is why I can't delete Instagram. Because I'm just laughing at niche memes all day.
It's very necessary. Okay, yeah. How is your whole health journey going?
This podcast is not ending anytime soon. Sorry, Rohini.
That's okay. No, that's great. Usually, we go for at least an hour, so.
Okay. Health is great. I just posted, actually, on my story because I don't know if anyone cares about this. I highly doubt it.
Probably people can relate.
I have an autoimmune disease. It's called Hashimoto's and it has to do with your thyroid. And my levels were up and down for like the whole past year. And they recommended I cut out gluten, which I really didn't want to do. And like, I didn't believe it was going to do anything. But here I am 4 months later and all my levels went down to normal. And I'm no longer fatigued. My like medication is working to keep my thyroid at bay. And
it was just gluten.
I don't know. Like gluten cutting it really helps because it's similar to celiac, not as intense, but where your body sees the gluten molecules as bad and it attacks them.
So inflammation.
So it causes inflammation. Which is also like what it does to your thyroid. It attacks it with Hashimoto's. So, you know, I didn't want to believe it because I love bread.
Yeah, you love your sourdough.
Well, thankfully.
Wait, is sourdough gluten-free?
It's not gluten-free, but if you make it yourself, you can ferment it for like way longer than you're supposed to, and then it'll kill a lot of the gluten.
Ooh, I was wondering because I saw you've still been making it, and I'm like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of how I'm getting through it because like, if I can't just buy like a plain bagel somewhere, I'll just have to make my own sourdough.
Oh, so. Well, I love watching that. Like, They're so beautiful.
It is like so fulfilling.
Art.
Like opening the lid and having it look pretty feels so good. Similar to how like if it doesn't turn out, I have cried.
But
you just get so connected to it because it takes like 3 days of kneading and like spending this time getting to know the bread.
That's a child.
Yes. Wow. Fully invested. But it's worth every hour.
I actually wanted to send you. I thought about this like the other night when I was trying to fall asleep. You know, sometimes when things just run through your mind, you're like, I saw this video on TikTok of this girl making like pumpkin something sourdough. And she like tied it with string. So it made it in like a really cute little flowery kind of shape. And then I was like, I should send this to Lindsay. Like I thought of that when I was sleeping. It was like 3 days later.
Oh
I'm like,
God.
I should send that pumpkin sourdough bread video to Lindsay.
I've seen that. Yeah. If you tie like the pieces of string, it turns into a pumpkin basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she like sprinkled the Trader Joe's pumpkin pie spice on the outside.
That's so cute.
And then like cut it. And it just looked so pretty. I was like, this is art. Amazing.
It is art. People get so into it and I love it. It's a whole world.
What a good way to end the podcast talking about sourdough. That's very wholesome.
I could talk about it all day.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for coming and chatting. This was so literally like FaceTime. It was a FaceTime, but
yeah,
recorded.
I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us just like catch up and chat. But I mean, I had a great time.
I know. That's what I always wonder. I'm like, is this actually interesting? But then people just I like listening to conversational podcasts. So then I'm like, okay, I guess it makes sense. It just feels very like like they're with us because yeah, they are.
Well, thanks for joining. Thanks for having me. All of that. Thanks. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Enjoy the rest of the day with the pup. Hopefully she's thriving.
She is currently asleep, so oh, I think good. She's thriving, living her okay. best life.
Yay. Thanks for coming on. Talk soon.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, guys, hope you enjoyed that episode with Lindsay. Truly so chatty, so chill. But yeah, I really love her. She's very sweet and just like, I wish you guys could have seen her face on Zoom. She's just like a happy little beam of light. I also feel like she's older than me, which I don't feel like that about a lot of people. I just feel like she has a lot of wisdom to offer. So yeah, very happy that we connected over the internet, and hopefully I can have her on again, just hang out, get some puppy updates. And yeah, I hope you guys are all doing super, super well. It's been a very hectic week, and I'm very much looking forward to November happening. Like, I feel like I can catch a breath in November. It'll just be better for everyone. And then it'll be 2021 soon enough, and then maybe that'll be better. Maybe it'll be a better year. Who freaking knows? But yeah, love you guys so much. Hope you enjoyed, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. See you next week.